it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are no colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful.
He's worthy to receive. the altar where I run to rest, where I wait resurrection and the touch of your breath. I die now daily because I've learned to live in the grace that the mercy of the Lamb and the bread. I feast now daily because I've learned to live in the grace that belongs to all who are
Walk. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to share with you two visions that I got when I was praying about this session this morning, so that you can prepare your hearts with this when we start taking communion. We're going to be taking communion, so you need to go into a place of repenting of your sins before we start with the communion. But what I saw was the Lord pour from heaven water that poured upon someone's head. And as he was pouring the water, I saw like bugs and flies fly out and off of the person as the water touched them. I'm seeing this as two things. The first thing that came to me was a post that was written a few weeks back called When God Offends. You can do a search on the website to find it. That was the first thing that came to me, was that that water that was being poured from heaven was actually a water that was going to rid you of offense. Praise the Lord. Sometimes offense is things that we are personally offended about. Sometimes the offense is not even our offense, but it's something that we're being told by others, or we might observe happening to others. And so we have taken on offenses that does not even belong to us. Because the truth is, it's not happening to you. It's happening to someone else. Or you could have someone that is trying to poison your mind against someone by relaying a story to you third party. So if you know that this is you, that you are taking offense to something, the Lord wants to cleanse you of that this morning. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that the Lord is washing us in his word, because he has to present to himself a bride without spot or wrinkle. That means he doesn't want you in his presence with the offense. The Lord wants to rid you of the offense, because the water will wash the offense and those bugs and critters will jump off of you because they cannot stand to the word of God. So I see those bugs as offense. The second thing I see those bugs as are evil spirits, which are trying to attach themselves to you. So if you know this word is for you, get ready to be delivered from that today. I hope you have your communion ready. Go into a place of repentance, and we're going to take communion after this song. So just prepare your heart with repentance to be free from the offense, which God is doing. The second thing I saw happening was he spread before us a white tablecloth on a table as he was getting ready to serve us, is what I'm thinking. But he was putting upon our heads crowns of fire. And then the next thing is I saw like fire came down and consumed the table. So all I could think of at that moment was that this was a sacrifice. I mean, your being here today is a sacrifice from you. You're giving your time. You are giving your time to be in the presence of the Lord. This is a sacrifice, okay? You're coming with your heart. You're bringing your all to sacrifice to the Lord today. And so his fire, as in the story of Elijah, is coming down to take that sacrifice. What was interesting in the story of Elijah, which is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38 to 39, it says, when the fire came down, it consumed this burnt offering, which I see as your sin, and it also consumed the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water from the trenches. I'm picturing that fire that would actually consume stone. I'm also picturing that fire that would consume dust. Generally, we burn something up and dust is left behind. But this particular fire is even going to eat the dust. Hallelujah. That means that whatever you came here to sacrifice to the Lord, more is going to be taken off of you. Not good stuff, the bad stuff. So I just feel today that what the Lord is doing is he's relieving you, the overall message, of some of the things that have been burdening you. If you are ready to receive that, that's what he's going to do. He is just literally, supernaturally, because again, how exactly do you remove, how do you consume stones with fire? And how do you consume dust with fire? This is a supernatural thing that is going to happen. So even the things that you're like, I didn't even know I needed to be relieved of that, he's going to take it today. Praise you, Jesus. So I just want you to prepare your heart by repenting of your sin. After this song, we're going to go into communion, and then the Lord is going to wash those of you who want to be washed from the unclean spirit and the offense. And for all of us, that he is going to receive the sacrifice of our praise and also relieve us of things that we don't even know we're being burdened with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So God, as we sing this song, we just pray that for anyone in the room who would become like Isaiah and begin to see how undone they are, may you anoint their lips with coal. May you remind us that in our fear, in living a life where we reverence you, where we revere your name and your personhood, that you would empower us to be holy. Your word tells us, for we ought to be holy, for you are holy. And as we sing about your holiness tonight, Holy Spirit, give us the strength to be a holy people, called out and separated for your name and for your glory and for your mandate here on this side of eternity. Blessed Trinity. Who spoke it all into existence? For all eternity, He is the author of creation. His glory fills the lands and sea. Holy, 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 all is for
ministry is for. These songs are for. Every fiber, every hair on my head, every tooth in my mouth, every word I speak, every step I take, the clothes I wear, the church I go to, everything is for His glory.
Lord God, we thank you that you've invited us to be a part of your family. You've invited us into your kingdom. You made it freely available to all. There is no price for salvation. There is only a laying down of our wills. There is only a laying down of what we thought was right. To embrace your truth, which is your word, God. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you first for removing the offense. We freely give to you, God, the things that we have been offended about. We freely give to you, God, the people we've been offended at. We freely give to you, God, all of these third-party offenses and the things that we've taken on to be offended about that has absolutely nothing to do with us, God. We hand all of that to you. And we thank you for washing us with your word, for washing us in the water of your Holy Spirit to free us from them. That after today we are new, we are washed clean from it, God. No longer will we carry that offense. We thank you, Lord, that every vile and evil spirit that has attached itself to us using the doorway of that offense will also now go in the name of Jesus from us. There is no place for them to hang on to with that offense being gone. So we thank you that your water washes us clean from every single evil spirit that was attached to that offense. We thank you that as you wash us, God, as you cleanse us from that, and you've swept the house clean of the evil thoughts, the evil attitudes, the evil action, all of the things in our hearts that are not from you, as you have swept that place clean, that you lock the door to it in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you close that door. It's no longer allowed in our hearts, in our mind. We are free from that offense, God. And we fill this place that has been swept clean with your word. May your word fill us, God, that we are going to think on things that are true, praiseworthy, uplifting, that are noble, that are peaceable. We choose to think well of others. We know that the plans that you have for us are for good and they're not for evil. They're there to give us a hope and a future. We fill that place with that thought. We fill the place with the thought that you are sovereign, God, and you can take full control over whatever it is that concerns us, and you can perfect it. You can make it better. Thank you, Lord, for releasing us from the offense and from the evil spirits that came by way of those offenses, God. And Lord, we thank you that as we lay ourselves before you, sacrificing this time, that your fire will consume everything that is not like you, every evil thought, every thought that is out of alignment with your word is being consumed right now. Our hearts, the things that we have held in our hearts that are not of you, God, consume that. Our emotions, where we have held on to things in our soul that have happened to us for so long ago, God, we need to be free from all of these things that have held us back for years. Cleanse us from that with your holy fire, Lord. We know there is no one else coming to save us but you, Lord. You are the only hope that we have. You are the final stop. And so we come to you, Lord. May your supernatural fire burn through everything, even the things we didn't know that we were being burdened by. God, consume it with your fire. Consume it with your fire, Lord. Supernaturally relieve us from all of the things that have been burdening us, Lord, that we didn't even know of. You said, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Oh, please, God, we just lift off of us all of these things that we cannot solve or think or try to figure out, and we hand it to you, Lord. We say, make us as light as a feather so that we can ascend into the Holy of Holies without all of these chains and things. We don't want to think. You said, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow have enough worries of its own. But today, 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 God, right now, we're not going to think about tomorrow. We will think about you. We're going to glory in you and praise you. And for this moment, just think about you. Enjoy you. Thank you, Lord. We will enjoy you today. We shall seek you first and your kingdom in this moment, and know that you've got tomorrow covered. Thank you, Lord. Reward us for this, God. Reward us for seeking you. Reward us for seeking you today. Reward us for focusing our eyes and our mind and our heart and our soul and our entire being on you today. Reward it, Lord, by just answering the prayers that we have not even uttered yet from our lips. Thank you, Lord. Today, we are unburdened, unbothered. We're not offended. We're not thinking about anything else but just worshiping you, God, and receiving all that you have for us today. Thank you for depositing in us righteousness, holiness, which means we are pure. Our thoughts are pure. Our hearts are pure. Our soul has been set free, and that is pure too. Thank you, God. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, and release us of these burdens. And we just thank you for impartation of your spirit by fire. We thank you for these crowns of fire. We thank you for these crowns of fire. One of the rubies in the crown was like a drop of blood. It rolled down the crown and onto your head. You are covered under the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So ingenious. He put that as a stone in your crown. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, God. And Lord, as we take this communion, all we can say is thank you. All we can do is praise you and worship you. And thank you that your fire today will consume every pest, every disease, every locust, every cankerworm, every wasting spirit, every evil spirit, every spirit of offense, your fire comes down and devours every evil spirit in our environment. Your fire accesses every portal that is open in the realm of the spirit and goes through them and burns everything that is not like you. God, the Yadarabasikiyam. Every disease, every illness, everything unholy, be burnt in the holy fire of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Thank you, Jesus. Says, you are mine. You are mine. You are mine, he says. You are mine. You have been marked, sealed with the seal of the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. You belong to the Lord. Nothing, no one, no spirit can snatch you out of the hands of the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. He's anointing you with an oil of royalty. Thank you, Lord. He asked him, what is this oil of royalty? And he says, this is an oil where your decrees will become very powerful because they're coming from this kingly and this queenly anointing that he has put upon you. Hence, your speech needs to line up with him. That's why you can't have that offense there, or you'll say the wrong things. Thank you, Lord. Burn our mouths with coals as you did with Isaiah. So that what we say are your words. Don't allow us to say anything, Lord, that's not according to your will. We make a covenant with you, Holy Spirit, with our mouth. Guard our mouth, put a filter over our mouths. So the things that we say are in line with your Holy Spirit. If we even attempt to say the wrong thing, your spirit will bring immediate conviction where we'll stop speaking. We make a covenant. Say it. I make a covenant with my mouth to speak only the will of God. Say it aloud. I make a covenant with my mouth to speak only the will of God and the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, say it. Convict me if I attempt to say something that is not from you. This is a very serious anointing. You feel a check in your spirit, you don't say it. You don't need to get the proof as to why you can't say it. You just pay attention to the check in your spirit that says you're not to say that. We make a covenant with our mouth, Lord, with you. Holy Spirit, put a filter upon our mouths that we can only say what you've asked us to say. Anything that is not in alignment with the word of God or the spirit of God, please stop us from saying it. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. We thank you for this communion, Lord, the bread which is your body broken on our behalf, for your blood shed for the remission of sins. As we take this communion now, Lord, we come into communion with you. And with this communion, we receive all that you have given today. Lord, you've given us more than we even asked for today. And I just thank you for it, Lord. Pray you will teach us as we go along how to use what you have imparted. Teach us, Lord, we need your spirit. Lord says, if you don't know what to say, read the word. You need to read your Bible. Read your Bible. If you don't know what to decree, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your body and blood. Take the communion.
Our risen. Colossians 1:15, from verse 15, says the Son is is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him, Jesus, all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Verse 19, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. I asked the Lord this afternoon, I was praying, asking him if he would do all these things tonight as we worship together. And then I suddenly thought, I haven't asked the Lord what he would like. So I said, Lord, Father, what do you want tonight? And I believe I just heard these three words: glorify my son. Glorify my son.
So this is going to be the final song before we close out. Now, remember what we did here today. So that means tomorrow, not today, because today you are focusing completely on worshiping the Lord. Tomorrow, you're going to use that anointing that you have just been given, and you are going to activate that thing. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to do exactly what that sister just said. You're first going to ask the Lord, what do you want? Lord, what do you want? So that the first declarations that come out of your mouth are those of what God wants. Lord, what do you want from my family, from me, from my community? What do you want from my country? What do you want from the church? What do you want from my government? Ask the Lord what he wants, so that the first declarations that come out of your mouth before you ask for anything else is what the Lord wants. You put that first. After you've done that, then you decree what you want. But you're getting his first. And remember, as much as you want something in your heart, if you go to decree it and those words cannot come out of your mouth, that is the Holy Spirit saying to you, stop right there. Okay? That's how you activate this. It's not hard. But you have to be mindful of the Spirit of God, who you've now made a covenant with, not to say anything he doesn't want you to say. That's how you're going to activate this. But you don't do that today. Today we worship. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. You start by what the Lord wants, and you're going to declare that over yourself, your family, your church, your community, your government, your country. And then you go to you, right? Joy. Jesus, others, you, your last. Joy, Jesus, others, you, your last. Amen. Amen.
see.